Regarding the crossing over the bridge of hell, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, On the day of judgment, Allah, the glorified, the exalted, will assemble mankind, and the believers will stand near paradise. They will approach Adam first and ask him, Father, ask for paradise to be opened for us. He will answer them, Wasn't it the fault of your father that brought about your expulsion from the garden? I am not qualified to ask for this. Go to my son Abraham, the friend of Allah. They will approach Abraham, and he will say to them, I am not qualified to do this. I was a friend of Allah a long time ago. Speak to Moses, with whom Allah talked at great length. So they will go to Moses, and he will say to them, I do not have what you want. Go to Jesus, the word of Allah, and the creative spirit from him. He will also say, I am not qualified to do this. Then they will come to me, Muhammad, and I will come forward, and I will be granted permission to intercede. Trust and kinship will be released and stand at either side of me, on the right and on the left side of the bridge. The first group among you will pass over the bridge with the speed of lightning. We asked, May our fathers and mothers be your ransom. What is the speed of lightning? He replied, Haven't you seen how lightning flashes forth and back in the twinkling of an eye? Then those who follow will pass over at the speed of the wind, followed by those with the speed of the flying birds, followed by those with the speed of running men, according to their quality of their deeds. Your Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, will continue to stand at the bridge, supplicating, O Lord, make it peaceful, make it peaceful. When the worshipper's deeds become incapable, the speed will slow down until a man will come who will be unable to walk, only crawl. On both sides of the bridge will hang hooks which will attach themselves to those they are commanded to seize. Therefore, they are either snatched and saved or piled up in hell. Abu Huraira added, By him in whose hands is the life of Abu Huraira, the depth of hell is equal to the travelling of 70 years.